This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N, first name, Leonjur, L-E-E-A-N-J-U-A. The date of birth, March 26, 1974. The date of evaluation, August 9, 2022. The chief complaint, left shoulder injury. Patient is seen preoperatively. The HPI, the patient is a 48-year-old female who reports a left rotator cuff tear dating to August of 2021 period. She stated that she began feeling pain approximately August 6, 2022, period. Pain had progressively worsened. She then sought care approximately 1 month later, period. She then underwent 6 sessions of physical therapy followed by MRI, period. This was followed by an additional 6 weeks of physical therapy. However, she saw no improvement. She then sought a second opinion with regards to her symptoms, period. She had continued with pain, which she described as sharp, achy, and a tightness involving the left shoulder. It has improved with resting on a pillow. Period. It is worsened with any type of activity. It is associated with decreased range of motion of the shoulder. Period. The patient's past medical history includes chronic pain. Period. She has chronic back pain and had been evaluated by Dr. Jeffrey Randall from neurology. Period. It was felt that patient had lumbar spondylosis and cervical stenosis without myelopathy. Period. It was further felt that she had disc degeneration without radiculopathy and that she would not benefit from surgery. She was accordingly managed medically. Additional medical problems include history of acute pancreatitis dating to 2013, next number adenoma dating to 2014. Next number, anxiety. Next number, asthma. Next number, depression. Next number, endometriosis. Next number, fibromyalgia. She had surgery for endometriosis in approximately 1996 and 2001. She further has history of hypothyroidism. Next number, mild anemia. Next number, numbness and tingling in both hands. Next number, numbness of the toes. Next number, psoriasis. Next number, Raynaud's disease. Past surgical history. Status both ampulectomy in December 2014. Next number, laparoscopic ovarian cystectomy times 3. Next number, oophorectomy. Next number, ampulectomy as noted. Next number, cholecystectomy. D. Medications, tramadol 50 milligrams BID, gabapentin 800 milligrams BID, naproxen 500 milligrams BID, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother with diabetes type 2, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia, paternal history unknown, aunt, chronic kidney disease and diabetes, / cirrhosis, social history, she notes prior cigarettes but quit 1 year ago, she notes occasional alcohol use. Period. Review of systems, constitutional. She has had no weight gain or loss. Skin is unremarkable. Eyes, she wears glasses. Ears, no deafness or tinnitus. Oral cavity, she has bleeding gums. Neck, she has stiffness and decreased range of motion. Respiratory, she has history of asthma. Cardiovascular, she has history of hypertension. Gastrointestinal, she has abdominal pain and acid reflux. Genitourinary, no frequency or urgency. Musculoskeletal, as per HBI. Neurologic, no headaches, seizures, or dizziness. Endocrine, she has cold intolerance. Hematologic, she has easy bruising. The remainder of the review of systems, unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 114/78, pulse 80, respiratory rate 16, height 66 inches, weight 151.2 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination reveals decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation, period. ECG, sinus rhythm, 70 beats per minute, left axis deviation. There is evidence of right ventricular hypertrophy, period. The impression, this is a 48-year-old female with history of osteoarthritis of the left AC joint, impingement syndrome of left shoulder, complete rotator cuff tear of left shoulder, period. She is now scheduled for surgical treatment to include subacromial decompression, arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, distal clavicle resection, period. Medically, she appears stable for her procedure. She has no significant cardiovascular risk, period. She is therefore cleared for same. Recommendation, may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.